Welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I am the founder and CEO of Mara Poling. Happy to be with you this week as we all celebrate Thanksgiving. And we'd like to take a moment to say thank you to those of you out there that have made multifamily real estate investing such a joy in 2023. This time of year, we all take a few moments to recognize those in our lives to whom we are grateful. And we are no different, personally, but also professionally. And so a few thoughts as you hopefully enjoy a week with family and friends. The place to start, obviously, is with our tenants, those wonderful families that honor us by choosing our facilities, our apartments, to make their homes. None of this would exist without those wonderful folks. We do our level best to live up to our end of the bargain and make sure that they have a clean, safe, well-maintained unit that they can make into their home. And honoring us by choosing us to do that for the next 12 months or years is so wonderful. And we are very grateful. Tenants obviously are the foundation of which multifamily gets built on, but there are others to keep in mind. Our lending partners. As you well know, and you've heard me say many times, lenders write the biggest checks. I think the smallest loan to value we've done was in the 50s. The lender still wrote a bigger check than we did. The lenders make all of this possible. We can have all the wonderful tenants in the world, but if the cash isn't there to help facilitate these investments, not only are we not able to provide those families with a home, but we also don't have the vehicle for our investors and for the rest of the community to benefit from. We really do look at lenders as partners. I know it can be tempting to fall prey to those lenders. They aren't willing to give me my money for X. And I would encourage you, as I remind our team on a regular basis, if a lender has an issue with an investment we are making, we have the same issue and we should understand what it is that they're concerned about, because we should have the exact same concern and address it so that not only are they satisfied, but we're satisfied as well. Lenders help us make these investments possible. Tenants are that foundation, but we have so many wonderful people, foot soldiers that are on the front lines making all of this work. At Mara Poling, there's over 70 individuals that are on our staff. That's from our on-site maintenance and leasing personnel to the back office accountants, the CPAs, all of our legal team, from the regulatory folks to transaction attorneys, our insurance team that helps us with risk management, the finance teams that help us connect with the lenders and manage those relationships, and our staff that manages the relationships with our clients, administers our funds, and so on. Every one of those folks mean so much to us. I am so grateful for everyone that has really, it's a wonderful thing that they have chosen to work with us. As I think almost everyone knows, the labor market has been very tight the last year or two. It's certainly a challenge for us in some instances, but that also means that employees have options. And therefore, if they are on our team, it's by choice. And that's really a wonderful thing. So we are very grateful that they have done that. There's another piece, and it's kind of hidden. It's not necessarily a person or a group of people, all although there are individuals that make all of this up, and that is the system. We are very fortunate to live in a time and in a place where there is a system of capitalism that supports us being able to do what we do. Everything from the local, state, and federal regulatory environments, the tax code that's currently in place, the network of brokers and buyers and sellers that allows us to tap into that for deal flow, whether we're selling an asset or buying an asset. There's a system here that I don't take for granted because it doesn't exist everywhere. And we're very fortunate to have that as an underpinning for everything we do. The last item, and none of these are, by the way, in any sequence because every individual that I've described is so important, is all of you. Whether you are a new investor who is thinking about how to get into multifamily, or you're an individual that's made an investment and is building maybe your own portfolio, or you're a passive investor and you're invested with a sponsor, or you're actually one of our clients and you've either invested with us in one of our investment funds or a syndication, or you've come to us through our private investment group in which we've helped you with a more substantial investment. We're so grateful for every one of you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. And every year, we rededicate ourselves at the beginning of each year to being worthy of that trust and commitment. Projects like the ones we undertake are challenging. They are not buy an asset, start the plan, and then it just runs smoothly for 5 years or 10 years or whatever, and then you sell it. Stuff happens along the way. The reality is, if stuff didn't happen, you wouldn't need me. We wouldn't exist as a business entity because there wouldn't be any value for us to add. If you could just buy a piece of property and put the money in up front and it just managed itself perfectly over time, there wouldn't be anything for myself and my team to do. And so we are very grateful to all of you that you give us the opportunity to take on these projects and to put our energies into them to ultimately play an important role in helping you have success in your financial life. I hope you have a wonderful time this week with family, friends. If you are traveling, I hope you travel safely. I look forward to talking to you again next week when you hopefully join us for another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.